Can you hear the voice of Jesus? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Jesus, who walked on the waters of the Sea of Galilee, the one who talked to the Samaritan woman, the one that brought back to life from the dead the only son of the widow woman, was crucified and died. The same Jesus resurrected and appeared many times to the apostles. This Jesus is our good shepherd and abides amongst us. Jesus is calling to gather and recover his sheep dispersed by the devil. Can you hear his voice? He says graciously, "I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me." Mildly, he says, "I came not to call the just, but sinners to penance." And also, he says powerfully, "He that is not with me is against me." But if we don't want to hear his voice, and even if we hide from him, his voice will echo from the four corners of the earth. Here are some words from Jesus that transformed human beings into saints. He says, "I am the light of the world. He that followed me walketh not in darkness, but shall have the light of life. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" He says, "If thou wilt be perfect, go sell what thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have a treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." The great St. Augustine said that his conversion was prompted by a childlike voice he heard telling him, "Tolle lege," take up and read, which he took as a divine command and opened his Bible and read the first thing he saw. Romans chapter 13, verses 13 to 14. "Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and impurities, not in contention and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh." Jesus is not from the past. He is not a tale or a helpless crucified man to be ignored. He left us notice. "Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye knew not when the time is." St. Paul reminded the Hebrews that Christ is with us. As he said, "Jesus, yesterday and today and the same forever." So, let your manners be without covetousness, contented with such things as you have. For he had said, "I will not leave thee, neither will I forsake thee." So that we may confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me." Dear faithful, nobody, no even kings with their whole armies, are able to silence Jesus. When God announced in heaven the birth of our Savior, Lucifer began a rebellion. But this foe was put down by Saint Michael, the archangel, and since then, this enemy has been tenaciously against Jesus. The prophets announced him through the Old Testament, and a shining star pointed out his birthplace. As he go on in his apostolate, Jesus was betrayed by one of his disciples. The Pharisees paid people off to crucify him. They demanded soldiers from Pontius Pilate to guard the sepulchre. When the soldiers said that Jesus resurrected, they also paid them off to say that Jesus' disciples took him away. Julian the Apostate, a Roman emperor of the 4th century, after the peace gained by Constantine, intended to renew the persecution against Christians. But his attempt didn't last long. 2 years later, he was defeated against the Persians, and he fell mortally wounded by an arrow from the enemy, and he was dying on the hard ground. And the legend says that he angrily pulled out the arrow and tossed it up upwards and angrily said, "You have conquered, O Galilean." The same happens to Frank Voltaire, an 18th century philosopher of the French Revolution, a bitter enemy of the Catholic Church. At the moment of his death, he refused the last sacraments, and he told to the priest, "This is not the time to make enemies." In the 20th century, the many wars and revolutions and false ideas were dreadful against the flock of Jesus. But even then, if there should be a loss in quantity of believers, there will be a gain in quality. And today, dear faithful, after so many years, we are here to repeat with Saint Paul, Jesus Christ, yesterday and today and the same forever. Jesus guides and also talks to us through the lives and writings of the saints. These contain the voice of our divine shepherd. He dispenses his sacramental graces through his ministers. Saint Paul also tells the faithful Hebrews, "Remember your prelates who have spoken the word of God to you. If it were not for bishops and priests that Jesus sent us, where will we be? If it were not for our grandparents, the lay people, and even friends, where will we be? Thanks to God and to all of them, we are here in this beautiful and comfortable church." Jesus always will inspire the minds and hearts of people, priests and bishops, to speak up the true doctrine on his name. But nothing proves better the divinity of our divine shepherd than human misery. His church, although in small groups of faithful, still exists. We see how much damage people have inflicted on the church with the Vatican II Council. If the church were the institution of a bunch of fishermen, It definitely will not exist today after so many years. We, being here, confirm the words of our Savior, "Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." And he says, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against it." You can't close your ears to the voice of Jesus because your conscience is his microphone. In thousands of years, we haven't yet realized that we are human beings. It is a hard thing to understand, but it is true. We are part of the animal kingdom. We are miserable without the grace of God. The state of the church and the moral lives of people show that we are not going forward to sanctity, but backwards to perdition. In general, the faith has been lost. The natural law contradicted. Reasoning and common sense are also gone. We are supposed to be Homo sapiens. But the only thing is left to us is the Homo, because the sapiens is gone. It was a prepared machination to kill Jesus. There has been a continued conspiracy to destroy the church. And now the whole world, with its leaders, are organized to disobey and kill everyone's conscience. Disobedience to conscience has become an organized institution. Grandparents told their children that there is not such a thing as an annulment or birth control and even cremation. But the new church is telling them that it is all right. They are organized against conscience. This far after the fall of Adam and Eve, the only thing that makes us different from animals is that we laugh at funny things. The sheep are cute creatures, and our Lord made us a favor by comparing us to them. But a disfavor to the poor sheep. That is true. We are as sheep, always out of the path. Most likely as a young sheep, stupid, getting lost and in trouble all the time. That is true. Accidents are at present the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. and the leading cause of death for those between ages 1 to 44. That is true, we are as a young sheep, stupid. St. Peter says today, "For you were a sheep going astray, but now you are converted to the bishops of your souls." Jesus calls for his sheep through his gospels, books and writings of the saints and ministers, but most especially through our conscience. If our conscience is lost, we will be lost. Let us be thankful, dear faithful, and pray to our divine shepherd in this way. "I have gone astray like a sheep that is lost. Seek thy servant, because I have not forgotten thy commandments." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.